Well, we had a very successful protest down at Carrigan's over the last 24 hours, Barry, and you know, the farmers that were there feel that, you know, we achieved something. So I suppose a lot will depend on what happens over the next couple of days with the factories and prices. But, you know, the farmers themselves feel that was a job well done. And, you know, if nothing happens, they're determined that they will be back.
So this wasn't just a one-off?
Well, if we don't get, you know, if we don't get an improvement on our prices, you know, we could be back.
Was there much disruption caused by this protest?
Well, the factory didn't get kiln cattle today, so that, you know, they already with being a short week anyway with the bank holiday, they had lost one day, so they have as such they've lost 2 days killing this week. So, you know, they financially that's going to affect them. So it's. They will know now how we feel, because we're being affected financially every day by the prices we are getting.
So are you hopeful that the prices will change now as a result of today's protest?
Well, we're hoping that there's, as we said before, there's 350 euros of difference and are the same spec of cattle here as there is in the UK. So we want that to get a lot closer, so that there's room for improvement, and we would expect it to happen.
But the message is clear: if there is no change in prices, then yous will be back to protest again.
Yes, if there's no change, you know, expect more of the same, or, you know, we will be back.